Okay, long time ago, when I was a graduate student, I was attracted by proteins, and I wanted to understand how proteins functions. And at the time, major approach was X-ray, crystallography, and EM, and so on. So they wanted to know the structures to understand the function. Yeah, but it was not so easy to understand function from structures. And when I went to the US 1979, people's trends, research trends was getting, changed a little bit, structure to more function, Initially, they wanted to know the structure in detail, but structure cannot tell much about function. So people wanted to know their function, more function. So people started using fluorescence microscopy, fluorescence to see the dynamic behavior molecules, yeah. But this approach, optical approach, can tell you the dynamic behavior of optical markers, attached to proteins, yeah. So very indirect. So I wanted to know the more direct, protein during their functional activity, yeah. After coming back to Japan, 1986, I got job here. And then I wanted to do very new, something very new, yeah. Then I learned the existence of AFM, yeah. Before that, I didn't know that anything about. Then I felt that this AFM is very, very maybe attractive, or useful for proteins in the studies. So I made this conventional FM combined with optical microscope. And I was a little bit disappointed because it's slow, it's very slow, just the static images can be produced. So I soon decided to develop high-speed FM. Yeah. And at the time, I didn't imagine this study will continue for many, many years, but actually, it's continued nearly 30 years. Yeah. So I developed high-speed FM, spending many years, maybe 15 years or so. Then I switched to the application of high-speed FM.